trying to write something. I don't know what to type then. I'm going to quit seeing Phil. Dan noticed the hole in my foot. And I told him how I got it, and he didn't like it, but I was going out. I think maybe I'll try and get Don to go to California with me. In fact, I already started it. He doesn't have a job yet. So I suggested that he try the place Don can work with. And they always send you to California for training. I went out with him yesterday and we get along quite well.
center us in the mirror.
Looks lopsided. I've been bothered about coming today.
How's that?
I keep thinking about it. All day long I've been thinking about what I'd talk about. I suppose it's because it's been a while since I've been here.
You have some feelings about that.
I just took a tranquilizer and it's so dopey.
How is it that things are getting worse?
Well, it's just me.
How do you mean?
Nothing's wrong. Nothing's any different. It's just I'm so nervous. It's driving me crazy. Call the doctor. not taking tranquilizers anymore. He gave me vitamin pills at the doctor. He said being tired was normal. And I guess the nervousness I'm supposed to work out with you. And how it made me feel better then. Dan's doing quite well, and Justin doing well. Oh, Dan's been accepted by the mental health clinic. And we're going to stay in Syracuse. Does that mean I can go on with this?
Of course. Yeah.
Why did...
I just thought, well, I better think what exactly what it was, and you said, yeah, that you are going to stay in Syracuse, so of course you can.
Mm-hmm. In fact, last night we spent about half an hour picking out names for the baby. Seems kind of encouraging. I'm going to call it either John William or Heather Lee. J-O-N, John. It was Dan's idea, too. I mean, that we pick out names. And he's looking for a teaching job. Kind of interesting. One minute I was lying on the couch thinking I didn't much want to come today, and the next minute I woke up and it was 20 after 10.
What do you think about that?
So I did it on purpose. I do lately talk about my problems. Oh, I think I passed the exam Saturday.
For the master's?
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard yet. It didn't seem too bad. And strangely enough, it didn't bother me taking it. And that was all day long. I followed your suggestions, that's what you'd call it, and quit taking the pills, the...
Composite.
Yeah. In fact, I haven't taken it since then either. First day I felt horrible, but since then I've felt pretty good. We should talk that down.
Something happened.
I'm not getting along with him very well. It's sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, I told Dan about it. He's going to go to California. Take me back to him. Really accurate in what I thought you'd think. Still didn't tell me what you wanted to talk to me about. I told him that you can. Possibly just wanted to talk to her. He has the idea that I should go out and beat up Phil. Go and talk to somebody. He tried mental health clinic a while ago. I guess he didn't live there.
How's that?
Well, the way he tells me is partly that he has too much money.
Thank you.
for?
Looking for an empty room, I think.
Oh, I'm late because it took too long driving down. I drove from Warsaw. But yours is still ringing from your car. I saw my mother. It's rather interesting. We get along quite well. I decided it might be better to tell her what I thought about some of the editing. So, talking to her, she made some remark and then we were talking in the kitchen and talking about buying stuff for the baby or something. And I was talking so that the people in the store could possibly hear it, and she said something about everybody would know. And I said, well, what difference would that make? And she smiled and sort of quit. And got along much better. Some strange reactions to the people that I meet around here. I mean, like the people that aren't nurses and probably aren't secretaries that you see out in the grounds. Yeah, well, sometimes they're men, but usually women. Mm-hmm. like when I pass one of them, I'll have a feeling as though they were going to attack me or something, or you know, act. And they obviously aren't, or they wouldn't be active. I told Dan about what was bothering me. And I decided that I'd tell you. Now I don't want to tell you.
Afraid of how I'll respond.
No. to be talking about today.
What would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Seems like we finished what we talked about last time. Sort of. I want to come today.
Feeling.
Don wants to know more about the observers.
Don?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever have observers from the university?
No.
People in the med school don't take courses in the university, do they? Like in psychology.
No, what raises these questions?
And there was a fellow in some of his classes or something. He was an assistant to Dr. McKee in the psych department.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had sat in on some kind of case conferences or something or other.
No, that's different.
That you had.
That's different.
And that's different. Well, what about those?
Well, I think you have a right to know that, because obviously the confidentiality is extremely important. But we have case conferences in the hospital to which psychologists present their data, that these are staff psychologists here, or psychologists who are in training as clinical
one of our dogs bit me the other day. So you can't even trust dogs. He goes sort of crazy when people come. He's a watchdog. A German Shepherd, big one. He got me all shook up too. I cried and cried. It was only, see, a couple of little bitty bites. I mean, it wasn't a bite. And then I told Dan that you can't even trust dogs, that they're people.